Blog Talk Radio.
Call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast
is now on the air. We want to go before before Christ, the Bible saying all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And whatever we do in word or deed, do it in the name of Jesus. And certainly, whatever this broadcast, the hour power did, we certainly will do it in Jesus' name. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great and mighty things that you have done, great and mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, dear God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Father, we thank you and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Today, we're going to be coming from John, the third chapter. And if we would use as a topic, we would use, you must be born again. We're going to begin at that very first verse of the third chapter. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, ye cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, when we began to look at the word of God is God speaking to us. The word of God, like in the beginning, was the word, and the word was God. We have to know that when we're reading the word of God, we are reading what God is saying to me, what is in God. He is revealing to us. That's why it's so easy to say in John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. If we want more of God, we need more of his word. I say again that we must be born again. So when we look at this portion of the scripture, and we see Nicodemus, who is our focus point on this morning, we're talking about a man who was a ruler of the Jews. Nicodemus was a man that came to Jesus by night. I don't know what part of the day, that 24 hours a day that you came, that you had given your life to Christ if you're saved. I don't know whether day, I don't know whether night. But the important thing is that you gave your life to Christ. The word tells us that Nicodemus, he came to Jesus by night. Nicodemus was a Pharisee, and he was a teacher. He was like Joseph Arimathea, who was another secret disciple of Christ. This is before his was conversion. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. And if you would look in your scripture, in the Bible, you see that Nicodemus was mentioned three times in the New Testament. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that they all came from the book of John. The word tells us that when he came to Jesus, he came by night, and he said to him, we said to Jesus, he called him Rabbi, he said that we know that thou art a teacher from God. In other words, that they say, he said, we, which is more than one, we know that thou art a teacher that come from God. He knew that no man could do the miracles. He observed him. He seen him. He noticed him. He knew that there was a difference between him and the other Pharisees, at which he was a part of, a member of, and who was a Jew. He said that we know that thou, that no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. He knew that it was impossible for Jesus to do the things that he did except for God was with him. He didn't know everything that he should have known. He didn't have a relationship with God, but he wanted to know more. He, by him being a ruler and by him being a teacher, a Pharisee, and he decided that he was going to come to Jesus by night. He came to him secretly so nobody could really see him, to know that he was doing a visitation to Jesus. And so he said, and Jesus had answered and said unto Nicodemus, he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, he said, except, now this is Jesus speaking, he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. There has to be a change. There has to be repentance. There has to be a change of heart, a change of mind. There has to be a turnaround. But Nicodemus honestly did not understand what Jesus was saying because he was thinking really in the carnal when Jesus said that he must be born again. Do I go, do I enter into my mother's womb again and be born again? No, Jesus wasn't saying that to him. But he didn't understand what Jesus was saying. He was not telling him that you had to enter a second time into your mother's womb and to be born again. He was telling him that there, as I said before, that has to be a change in his heart. There has to be a repentance. He has to feel like godly sorry for the things that he's done. That must be a turnaround in his life. Nicodemus said unto to Jesus, he was saying, how? How can a man be born when he is old? In other words, not only in age, but when you got older, you're no longer a baby. You're no longer in your mother's womb. How can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? In other words, I don't understand that. I don't get it. I don't get what this is talking about, Jesus. And Jesus answered. When we stand verily, we're saying, like, amen. You know, I'm on point to what he is saying. I'm in agreement. I'm making affirmation as to what I'm saying. He said, Jesus is saying, verily, verily. He said, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus goes on to tell him, he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not that I say unto thee that ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. So the old traditions, the old things that your mentality, the way that you think, the way that you download, the way that you communicate, all of these things has to be changed. But it cannot be changed unless your heart is changed. It cannot be changed just doing good works and good things. But he is saying that all the other things in the corner, in the natural, have to be changed. And if, yes, I still say to you that you must be born again. You see, Nicodemus, as a Pharisee, the Pharisees, when you look at the era of a Pharisee, the things that they walked in, the things that they did was that was not right. The Pharisee, they was outwardly outward righteous. They were blind, just like Nicodemus, as you hear him when he was talking about being born, going back into his mother's womb. They were blind to spiritual things. Also, their emphasis on the ceremonial laws. They had special interest on those things, their emphasis on these things of tradition, their perversion of scripture as well. So, yes, you have to be changed. You have to be born again. The Pharisees, they were self-justification. They justified their own self. They justified themselves before men. If you look in Luke 16 chapter and the 14 through the 15th verse, you would see what I'm saying. Also, they had a hindrance in a potential, they hindered potential believers with the doctrine, with the things that they thought, the things that they say. And they had a refuser. They refused to accept Christ. And anyone that they refuse to accept Christ is living a dangerous life. It's just like Russian roulette. You never know when you're cocking his gun, and you never know when the bullet is going to fire. When the bullet, usually when people do Russian roulette, what they do, they usually put the gun to the head, and they take chances, and they'll cock it, and then if everything goes well, then it won't go off. They'll do it again, and it don't go off. And so, but there is a possibility that they do this and the gun goes off and blow their brains out. But so we are talking about taking a chance in life. We're talking about not accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's a dangerous thing not to be in the hand of Christ, because we're saying that we can make it. I'm going to go through this day and I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to wait. And I'm going to see, wait until a later day, when I done had my fun, when I done did my thing, I'm going to wait, and I'm going to do it then, or I'm not ready, you know, or I got to stop drinking, or I got to stop beating my wife, or I got to stop abusing my husband, all of these things before I come to Christ, which is nothing but excuses. But they refuse to accept Christ, who he was. And if you were going to describe the Pharisees, the Word of God, the Word tells us that the Pharisees, when we look at the scripture, you can go back and look, they were described as vipers, like snakes. You know, a snake is a sneaky thing, right? A lot of times, you don't be watching a snake, they're going to bite you. They were blind. They didn't understand. They had really insight. They wasn't physically blind, but they were certainly spiritually blind. They were hypocrites. Look at Matthew. Look at Matthew 23rd chapter at 13 through the 19th verse. They were hypocrites. They were serpents, as I said. Look at the same book in chapter 33rd verse. And they were, oh, my God, they were children of the devil. They were children of the devil, which John 8 tells us that, the 8th chapter and 13 through the 14th verse. And but what's important is, too, we see their description of the Pharisee, but then we want to see what is their attitude. What was their attitude toward Christ? They tried. I'm trying to let you understand what Nicodemus, what he was trained, what he was a Pharisee, and what he did, and the people that he hung with, and all of these other things. But their attitude was toward Christ. They tried to destroy Christ. They tried to tempt him. They also tried to entangle him. Have you ever been entangled? Have you ever people tried to entangle you, get you tied up in certain things and try to dispute your word, what you said, what you did? Have anybody tried to destroy you? Anybody tried to tempt you? And not only that, they tried to, and they did, accuse him. So, therefore, we have to know that the condition of the state that Nicodemus was in. But yet, he was able to be touched enough, and he was wise enough to be able to come to Christ. I wonder how many people that are out in the world today would be wise enough to come to Christ. This man, he had questions, because in good to ask questions. He asked them because he didn't know. He asked because he didn't understand what God was saying to him. But Jesus let him know. He said, "Marvel not that I said unto you, to thee, ye must be born again. You must, Nicodemus, be born again." And then he tried to explain, because a lot of times, he explained to him, because a lot of times Jesus taught in parables. He said, "The wind blows where it listens, and thou hearest the sound thereof." You hear the wind, but you don't see it. But he said, you can't tell when it comes and where it goeth. So is every man that is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" Oh my God. He was saying, "How? I don't understand. How can these things be?" And then Jesus said to Nicodemus, "How?" He said, "Art thou a master of Israel?" He knew his credentials. He knew who he was. He knew that he was a Pharisee. He knew he was a teacher. He knew that he was a ruler. And he said, "Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things?" He said, "Very, very, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness." He said, "If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things?" He's saying, "And no man has sent it up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." So if you want to know this morning how not to perish, if you want to know how not to lose your soul, if you want to know how not to enter in a place that you will forever be, that you don't want to be, and that place is hell, if you don't want to go there, and if you want to be with Jesus and to be with the one that is able to keep you to teach you, to lead you, to guide you, to direct you, to love you forever. He's already proven his love for all of us, because when we read John 3:16, it clearly states, it says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that means Nicodemus, that means that prisoner or that inmate, that means that CEO, that means that liar, that means that prostitute, that means that person next door to you that don't know how to speak to you, don't know how to talk to you, that means that person that has despitefully used you and persecuted you, that means that they too can be born again. And they must be born again in order to enter into the kingdom of God. He did not change that. He let us know that we must be born again. And when we began to look at 15 verse again, he said that whosoever believeth in him, you got to believe. You got to believe the word. You got to believe not just that he is Jesus. You know, the devil believes and trembles. You don't just believe that, oh, I know that there is a God. I know that there's a God that died, and he died for the world, but you got to make it personal. You got to ask this Jesus Christ who died for you, and it was resurrection up, and that was rose that third day. You got to ask him to come into your life. You got to ask him to forgive you for your sins, because the word of God says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is not a person that's walking the face of this earth that has not been, that have not lived in sin, that have not engaged in sin. Because number one is that we were born sinners. And yet Christ, because of the fact that we were born sinners, we know that God has given his life that we can have a right to the tree of life. So therefore, it is imperative that we to be like God was telling Nicodemus to be, that he must be born again. We have to change our heart, to change our mind, to change the things, the way that we think. And you know what? We cannot do that by ourselves. But God can and will do everything that is necessary to be done on inside of every individual. He is able to change us. He is able to make us tell the truth when we were liars. When he was homeowners, all these things he's able to do. Why? Because he loves us. The word of God says, and when we look at Romans says, I beseech you, listen to me. He said, I beseech you, brethren, you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And this is the focal point in Romans I want you to really focus on. In that second verse of the 12th chapter of Romans, it says, be not conformed to this world. Don't be like the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So it let us know that we have to stop conforming to the things of this world. We got to stop being like the world. If we can't stop being like the world, unless Christ come in, unless Christ make the difference in our mind. We cannot do that. But with Christ, we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And the only way we're going to renew our mind is to get in the Word of God. So the Word of God says, to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. We see Nicodemus as being a teacher, a ruler, educated man, man of knowledge, man of skill, but yet he was not changed. He was not born again. He had the tradition of the Pharisees. He did those things that he was brought up to do. But yet, there are many people that are living a Pharisee-type life. There are many people that live in a traditional life. And there are many people that have gone brought up in different organizations. And they think that it's right, but it's no power, it's no deliverance, it's no healing, it's not in faith. God to know that God will do certain things in a life, you know. And so therefore, it's time for a transformation. It's time for that we be born again. It's time for our life to be changed. You know, it's like countdown. We're on countdown. Yes, you may say, Dr. McCoy, you don't know the day. You don't know the hour when Christ is coming, true enough. Very, very. That's true enough. I do not know the day, I do not know the hour when Christ is coming. But listen, what I do know is that the Word of God tells us in the 25th chapter of Matthew and the 13th chapter of Matthew and the 21st chapter of Luke, and we begin to really kind of read the Word of God. The Word of God let us know the signs of the time. And the end of time, yes, the Word of God let us know that even the angels in heaven does not know the day or the hour that he's coming. But the Word tells us he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ is coming, and he came. He came that we can have life. That's why he died. And that we can have it more abundantly. So it behooves us to live every day with Christ as a believer, as a doer, as a hearer of the Word of God. Because if we don't live as a believer, as a child of God, you know, there's not going to be, say, Lord, you know, many are going to say, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in your name and all these signs and things that I've done and how I was sick and how I went to the hospital and how I did all these things and how I fed all of the people and all of these things like that. But your heart have not been changed. You know, we got a lot of good do-gooders, and that's great, that do good. But our heart has to be changed. We have to know who our God is. And we have to acknowledge the God that created us, the God that died, the God that gave his life for us. And we have to serve that God. There is no other way. But Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by him. He said that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess before him. Everybody's going to bow before him. Whether you're living it right or not, you're going to bow before him. You're going to acknowledge that he is God. Every knee going to bow before him. And that day, every knee will bow. So it is so wise of us to be like God wants us to be and to be like the five wise virgins who took their lamp, trimmed their lamps, had their oar, and waited for the bridegroom. I'm telling you, we're waiting for Christ to come. He can come at any time. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, he can come at any time. The bride, you remember I said there was five wise, but you know there was also five foolish. Don't be like the foolish version. We're not going into that. But we want you to be wise, and we want you to be like Nicodemus. Nicodemus, he had sense enough to come to Jesus. Yes, he was full of questions, and you know that was their thing. And if you don't know, you should ask. So we thank God this morning for the topic, ye must be born again. And we want to pray with you today here on the Our Power broadcast. We want to pray with you. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have not invited him into your life. Maybe you're backslide. Maybe you're regressed by. Maybe you turn back like Lot's wife did when she was out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And she was about to come out and not be burned with the rest of them and destroyed with the rest of them. And they told, God told them don't live back. But she did. And she turned to a pillar of salt. We want our life to continue Christ. Don't, once you're saved, don't look back. Because, you know, a lot of, there have been people that say, once saved, always saved. That is not correct. If you don't continue in this way, we got to continue in the life that we have accepted and the God that we accepted to be our Lord and Savior. We have to accept him for who he is and what he is in our life. If we don't continue in the way, just like Judas, he was once a believer, but yet he turned and betrayed Christ. And, you know, he killed himself because of what he did to Christ. And you know where he spending eternity. But I want you to know today, if you have a chance. You have a chance. Let's be honest. If you're breathing, blood still in your veins, you still have the activity of your limbs, you can understand what I'm saying, you can be saved. It's so easy to do. Listen, it's so easy to do. Just ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. Just ask him to forgive you for your sins. Just tell him that I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry for the things that I have done. I want to be saved. Save me. And when you do, you're going to be a disciple of Christ. You're going to be a ambassador of Christ. You're going to be a fisherman of Christ. You're going to be a soul winner for Christ. Like Nicodemus, he was there when they had crucified him, when they had taken Christ. He made himself available. He was no more hiding anymore. You don't have to hide neither. You can come on to Christ. Tell your friends. If you love them, tell them we need to come to Christ. First you get right. And then you can be able to tell your neighbor, tell your friends, tell your family that Christ is now in my life and tell them that they must be born again. Don't be afraid. And don't you be afraid. You just ask Christ to come into your life. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, even as we pray, I pray even now that you would look upon those that are listening, Lord, in different cities and states. I pray, God, that you would change their lives and their heart would be changed. And even, God, as you touch Nicodemus, I pray, God, and millions and billions of more people, God, that you have touched and have changed their lives. I pray, God, even now that you would change the people's lives. And, God, that even today that those that are listening and those that will be listening to this broadcast, that, God, that their heart will be forever changed. God, make them the new creatures. Make them new creatures in Christ Jesus. Father, let old things pass away. And God, let all things become new. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for making them and giving them that transformation of the mind. Thank you for saving them today. Thank you, God, for letting them say yes to your will and yes to your way. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, those that are sick and have infirmities in their body, God, when you gave your life, you gave and you took this Christ, you just described for their healing and for their deliverance. And I pray even now that you would touch every individual, God, that are sick, that has been depressed, God, they're on the edge of suicide, God, that they don't want to live, God, that they don't have any hope, God, that they don't have any peace, God, in the name of Jesus. But after hearing this broadcast, God, their life has been changed. Father God, change them, God, even right now. Touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal their body, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And for this we will forever bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We would like to thank you for once again tuning in to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, teacher, preacher of the hour. Please join us on next Wednesday at this very same time. And on next Wednesday, you will be tuning in to the Crossroad broadcast. And then on that Friday, on that Wednesday, you'll be tuning in to the Crossroad broadcast. And on Friday morning again, you'll be tuning in to the Hour of Power broadcast. And it indeed is the Hour of Power. May God bless and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May He bless you in your going in and in your coming out is our prayer.